Rutherford issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Oh, mercy. Brian Barrett and Mr. Lee Colvin back here in studio as we make sense of those finances that you have. Talking today about low rates and retirement plans and such. And gosh, when we start talking about things like that, I have to go to Lee Colvin. He is a financial advisor with Edward Jones. And that's where we're going to be today. Mr. Colvin, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you, Brian?
Doing well.
Good.
I do like that spiffy suit.
You know, I appreciate that. I like it too. My wife. I tell you, when it comes to suits, ties, things like that, I'm usually pretty particular.
You are.
I usually pick my own out.
But, and you're very particular.
She did a very good job buying me this birthday present.
That was a birthday present.
Huh? Yes.
Now she didn't pick out that tie, though, did she?
No.
Yeah, I could tell. The tie screams Lee. The suit screams woman. I'm just saying. But I like the suit.
I think thanks. Is a
I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
And so. Michelle has to come back and take a look. Or Melissa.
Melissa.
Michelle, I just got Melissa. Done talking to Michelle. Sorry, Melissa.
She answers to just about
Melissa
anything.
Melissa comes back. How does that suit look?
Oh, mercy. Well, Lee, on a serious note, I guess, the reason you're here today to talk about retirement plans, and over the past couple of years, you know, if you've taken out a mortgage or, you know, another consumer loan, you probably have noticed the rates are low, the lower rates, and you probably have welcomed those. But on the investment side, if you've kept any retirement savings, you know, flex or fixed rate investments, things like that, how does that really work? I mean, is it less favorable in that regard? The lower rates, that is?
Well, you know, as an investor, if you've kept your retirement savings in a fixed rate investment vehicle, Brian, you may have seen low rates in a less favorable light. That's just, you know, the way it works. You know, CDs 3-4 years ago were, you know, much higher rate than they are today. And that's why it may be time, you know, and bonds and other things as well. But, you know, that may be why it's time for you to take a closer look at your financial strategy. You know, what is the goal that you're working toward? What's the retirement lifestyle that you've envisioned? Let's sit down. Let's look at that strategy and make sure that it's still working for you.
Will we see interest rates go up anytime soon?
You know, that's a great question, and you can always hope that rates will rise, and perhaps they will. Yeah, well, I'd almost say obviously at some point they will.
So you're not you can't be Karnak the Great and tell us today or tomorrow.
Unfortunately not. Okay. But you know, but the thing about it, Brian, is, you know, as you may know, the Federal Reserve, I'll kind of give you a little information on this, is the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low. And the record lows have been going for recent years to stimulate lending, hopefully, and thereby boosting our economy. You know, so they're keeping rates low for a particular purpose, but the rates, as much as they cannot get much lower, you know, if we do see inflation heat up down the road, then the Fed would reverse their course and start raising rates again.
Mm-hmm. If you're building your financial assets toward retirement here, I guess you can't really take a back seat to interest rates, kind of a wait and see, will they, won't they, put on your own Karnak hat. You know, that's probably not a good idea.
I most definitely would not. You know, this is part of life. You know, it's part of planning, it's part of life, and just like anything else in your life, if you want to achieve it as a goal, you have to plan.
Now, is this why you talk to us a lot about, you know, every few months, at least once a year, you need to really look at your portfolio to kind of get it back into balance. I mean, there may be people that put their retirement plan together back when the interest rates were really high. So they're not benefiting now. So I guess there's a way to get it back into balance.
Yes. You know, we always have clients who will call and say, Ali, you know, we're good. We don't need a financial review. You're doing great. and we appreciate that compliment. We really do. But, you know, the environment, the financial environment has changed. Individuals in, you know, goals and strategies may have changed. So we just always have to rebalance, take a look, change some, maybe tweak some things a little bit. So really, you know, I wanted to come and discuss rebalancing your portfolio with you, Brian. You know, maybe, unfortunately, maybe having to redefine what your retirement looks like. Obviously, as the markets, we have seen, you know, always ups and downs in the market. Just reviewing, what is your withdrawal strategy? You know, how much are you needing to take? How much are you taking? What are you living on? And also, you know, just examining or re-examining the income and the investment income that's coming in. Just like you said, those things that every few times a year we just want to discuss these, talk about them, maybe sit down and review them briefly and make sure everything's still working properly.
Well, Lee, let's take these individually here, kind of 4 points that you wanted to touch on today, and the first being rebalancing your portfolio. What is the significance of that?
Well, no matter what situation you're in, it's always a good idea to periodically rebalance your portfolio and make sure that it still reflects your risk tolerance, number one. Two, your time horizon. You know, maybe 5 years ago you invested in this for a 10-year plan, but now we are halfway through the plan. How have we done, and what do we need to do to secure or finalize that goal? And then three, also look at, you know, what are your long-term goals in relation to what money we're looking at for being financed? And if you're concerned about low rates harming the future investment income that you have, Brian, you have more reason than ever to review the portfolio and make adjustments as needed relative for or to your objectives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take for example, you know, if it seems that your portfolio has become overweighted in any one area or vehicle of investing, you may need to change your investment mix. You know, keeping in mind that your individual risk tolerance could have changed, or that any one stock vehicle could have increased or decreased more than you wanted.
We're talking to Lee Colvin today, and we are talking about the low interest rates and how they can affect retirement plans. And you mentioned a second ago, redefine retirement, and that kind of, you know, you're going to have to take a second look, for instance, I guess. That's in other words, if you will.
Always take a second look. You know, retiring from one career does not have to mean retiring from work altogether. And I think that's changed through the years. I think, you know, at least my grandparents, when they retired, buddy, that was it.
Yeah.
And today I do find a lot of folks who may leave what they've done as a majority of their adult life, but they might want to do something different. You know, maybe they want to decide to work part-time. Maybe they want to do some consulting or even open their own small business. You know, you may be able to earn enough income to take some of the pressure off of your investment portfolio in terms of providing you with the money that you need to live on during retirement. You know, also, by working during your nominal retirement years, you may be able to delay taking Social Security until you're a little older, when your monthly checks can be, you know, a little bit larger as well.
Sure. I guess gone are the days of working 30, 35 years at one place, you know, really, and into your 60s or 70s, and then you retire. A lot of people Well, I mean, there are many educators that can get out of the, you know, the education business, if you will, in their mid-50s, and you know, they've still got a lot of good working years ahead of them. So,
most definitely.
Yeah, that's just one that kind of comes to mind.
Yes.
What about withdrawing strategies? Talk to us a little bit about that. Obviously, with the markets going up and down, it sounds like this next item here might be important.
It can be. You know, the amount that you choose to withdraw from the investments each year will depend on several things. These things will include the size of your portfolio, the amount of income that it's providing, and as you chart retirement strategy, you'll need to factor in a realistic withdrawal rate. You know, I know with us, especially if you're in your, you know, early 60s, we usually look at, you know, maybe 3 to 4% to be used as your withdrawal rate, and that is a general, you know, standard for that time frame. Obviously, we want to sit down with each individual particularly and see what do you have, what time frame do you have, and what can you actually afford. You know, like I said earlier, the longer you can wait to take it, then maybe the more you can take later, mm-hmm. As you've let it have more time to grow. But that's all, again, depending on each person and their situation.
Hence the phone call. You know, let's chat. Let's have some time together.
When we call you and say, hey, let's sit down for a review, you know, please don't say, oh, you're doing great. Yeah.
You really want to know how they're doing.
We appreciate that, but yes, we want to know what's going on in their life and what they need and how we can help them attain that need or that goal.
We also mentioned a minute ago in the points, we've talked about, you know, bringing some type of balance or rebalance to your portfolio. Really, what is retirement? Kind of redefining retirement, reviewing your spending or your withdrawal strategy is the way you put it a minute ago. And also, the final point here that we want to get to before we run out of time, re-examining sources of investment income. Should we be examining those? Obviously, it's an important point.
Well, you know, you may want part of your retirement income to come from investments that offer protection of principal. And that, you know, everybody likes more safe investments as they get older. So, you know, protection of principal is important. And if so, you don't have to settle for the lowest rate vehicles out there. You know, a lot of times people feel like, okay, I want to be safe. I've got to make nothing to be safe, but you know, by looking at the various alternatives and blending them with your overall portfolio, you may be able to boost your income without significantly increasing your investment risk. Which, in short, you know, basically just because interest rates are low, you don't have to lower your retirement expectations as long as you do plan ahead and explore your options.
Well, if you think about life as, you know, a ship at sea, you have to readjust to stay on course, and this is kind of that's the process that we're talking about, you know, kind of readjusting, getting back in line so you can still reach your goal, which is retirement and being financially sound in that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, if you're driving down the interstate towards Nashville, you got to keep your car going straight and change that wheel a little bit. Otherwise, you might end up in Smyrna or Laverne or, you know, I don't know, Nolensville, depending on which way your car
Hendersonville
leans.
we could kind of go on and on. I know that you can get anywhere faster than anyone else, though. So, you know, it takes you a shorter distance to get from A to B or shorter time than it does anybody that I know. So you do a lot of fast adjusting.
You know,
no comment.
You know,
rendered speechless.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to find a voice when we talk about the markets coming up around 5 o'clock, when you join Robert Rickman for the business news this afternoon.
I will make sure to be here on time and give you the market news and let you know what's going on in the stock market today.
It only takes about 5 minutes to get anywhere in town here, doesn't it?
As long as you catch the green light.
Really? You catch those too, huh? Oh, man. Lee, appreciate it. Thanks for coming in
today.
Thank
you, Brian.
Lee Colvin, a financial advisor with Edward Jones, joining us here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon. It's a good thing we're next to the police station. That's all I have to say. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a second.